from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Peter Turone. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from three donors. The first is Luisa Di Lorenzo from Birmingham, Michigan, in memory of Dan and Sophie Scooney. The second is an anonymous donor from Kitchener, Ontario, in thanksgiving for blessings received and for good health. The third is for the repose of the soul of Verna Marie Dobb Niedietrich of St. Agatha, Ontario, who passed away September 19th, 2022, at the age of 101. The Daily TV Mass allowed her to stay connected to her faith, and it is hoped to assist other shut-ins in the same way. Also for Donald, her husband of 65 years, with love from their three children, Corinne, Linda, Patrick, 12 grandchildren, and 23 great-grandchildren. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you. We glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who give constant increase to your church by new offspring, grant that your servants may hold fast in their lives to the sacrament they have received in faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know, this man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God has sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, "He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you both see and hear." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Mary Magdalene and the other Mary had heard the message of the angel that Jesus had been raised from the dead, they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings," and they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. After the priests had assembled with the elders, they devised a plan to give a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, you must say, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story is still told among the Jews to this day. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord. Mary and the wonderful women who had the experience to be able to see the angel and to receive the good news of the resurrection were filled with absolute joy, as many, I'm sure all of us are, this day on the second day of the octave of Easter. And today, the scriptures present to us what took place according to Matthew. So what we hear is that the women are overwhelmed with joy, so they run to tell the others, but we hear other people that are running, but for other reasons. They're not excited about the news, but in fact, they're terrified. And they go, and it says they devised the plan to give a large sum of money to the soldiers to tell them that while the disciples were asleep, right? Sorry, while the soldiers were asleep, the disciples came to steal the body of Jesus. Now, the first question for us, my brothers and sisters, is how would they know what was taking place if they were asleep? When I'm asleep, I have no idea what's going on around me. I'm sure it's the same experience for each and every one of you. So how on earth could they know this? How could anybody in their right mind accept this testimony? We recognize, of course, that there was a lot at stake here, because to know that Jesus would have resurrected from the dead, which he did, that this would have a dramatic impact on everything that they were trying to accomplish. They thought that by killing Jesus, that all of this would have been done. So when we look at the history before, during, and after, what we find is that there were many different men who at one point or another claimed to be the Messiah. In fact, there were several of them, and all of them died. And when they died, what happened was that you see that their movements scattered very quickly, and then it ended with their death, or soon after, with that of their disciples. But there's something very different here with our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, we can see this incredible moment, that there's this fear that overwhelms them, but we also know that in spite of this and all the other explanations, right, as to why the tomb is empty, all of them fail, but one, that Jesus Christ actually rose from the dead. Years ago, I had the opportunity to read this excellent book written by N.T. Wright. It's called The Resurrection of the Son of God, and he wrote this book as a theologian, and he was going through all of the different explanations, every single one that he could find throughout history, to explain the cause of the empty tomb. And all of them fail. And he goes through them, and even had one of his professors, it was his philosophy tutor, after having looked at his dissertation, who read everything and said, "This is incredibly well done." But guess what he said in response to all of that? He said, "I choose not to believe. I choose not to believe. I choose to believe that there is another explanation." So what do we do with that? We cannot force people to believe that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. We know, we see all of the evidence around us. Everything can be explained except one thing, right? The fact is that all the explanations that were there, they fall short for many different reasons. But Jesus rose from the dead, and that has an incredible meaning for every single one of us. But how do we get other people, right, other people to be able to proclaim the same belief that we have, that Jesus, in fact, is God the Son of Man, who rose from the dead for our salvation? Well, we need the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you go and you look at the first reading that was just proclaimed, we hear in the Acts of the Apostles that it was only on Pentecost. It's only on Pentecost that Peter stands up with the 11, raising his voice and proclaiming the kerygma. So this takes place after the coming of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't happen before because he's still terrified. He goes off on his own with the others. While Mary kept the faith on Easter Saturday, she was the only one on earth that was doing that. The disciples were in hiding because they were afraid. But once the Holy Spirit comes upon them, what we see is something very different. They're so overwhelmed with faith and hope and love that they're able to proclaim boldly who Jesus Christ is. And he does it in a remarkable way because he explains all of salvation history. So he explains all of salvation history and how through, again, through the prophets, how we can see that all the things that were going to take place are fulfilled in the Lord. So what do we do for ourselves? Again, what do we do for our family? Well, arguments are important, but they cannot produce faith. They can lead to faith. They can bring us to a threshold, but we have to pray. We pray and we ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please come upon us. Help my family, help my friends, help others to understand the great gift that you've given us in Jesus Christ. Years ago, I bumped into a friend of mine who I hadn't seen in years. And she was telling me that she had been recently married. So we went out for dinner with her husband, had a wonderful afternoon together. And then he had shared a story. So he had been a Muslim and he was living in the UK at the time. He was from Iran. And there were two Christian missionaries that went up to evangelize him. And then afterwards they left. And then he said that shortly thereafter, he was overwhelmed, what he describes as a personal Pentecost. He said he felt the power of the Holy Spirit descend upon him. And guess what he said? He said, Jesus is Lord. And Paul himself tells us, we cannot say Jesus is Lord without the Holy Spirit given to us. So we ask God for the grace of the Holy Spirit, that we have a new outpouring for ourselves as well, that we can boldly proclaim Jesus Christ with our words, but especially with our actions, and that the hope that we have in our hearts, that we know that whatever happens in life, that Christ has won. He's conquered death, and so too will we because of the resurrection. Let us now bring our prayers to God who created the earth and its fullness. For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This Easter season, we offer our community prayer and thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Holy Catholic Church, as it continues to speak out against all that would destroy human dignity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those whose lives are plagued by doubt or despair, that they may have God's Holy Spirit to help them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are lonely, that they may experience God's closeness to them, we pray to the Lord. God of heaven and earth, you reward those with clean hands and pure hearts. In our unworthiness, we bring our prayers to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours would be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept graciously, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your peoples, that renewed by confession of your name and by baptism, they may attain unending happiness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all to laud you most gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he has destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. May the grace of this Paschal Sacrament abound in our minds, we pray, O Lord, and make those you have set on the way of eternal salvation worthy of her gifts, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.